Sir, it's me, Rose. I have news from Morrow Manor. Thank you.
One of our scouts returned from the field. He's a little worse for wear, but he'll be just fine with some medicine and bed rest. More to the point, he made contact with our infiltrator. Yes, the one you called a cloying little wench. She's alive. At least she was when she wrote this letter. Straight from the manor, your eyes only.
Master Dornan, I write this letter as both apologia for my silence and warning of fresh dangers. While my disguise is still serving its purpose, I no longer have the luxury of moving undetected. I must be more discreet than ever before, and so gathering the necessary intelligence has slowed to a crawl. Lord Marlon has taken on a dark project, and suspicion colors his every word. What he is working on, I cannot say, but he no longer sleeps, nor does he ever show signs of fatigue. I dread crossing his path, and every night I hear him chanting in some lost tongue. He has set arcane traps on every window and employed barbarian mercenaries to supplement his guards. There is no doubt in my mind that Lord Marlon has fiendish intentions. We must take all necessary precautions. Your humble servant, a certain little bird.
Your orders, sir? Which scout was it? Well, he was the one who borrowed your spectacles right off your face and wore them in front of you. I believe you let him into the guild without the requisite trials for that. Yes, it did seem to go to his head. Yes, I'm ready to receive my orders. A silversmith. If you say so. Special arrowheads. A priest of solace. Do we even have blackmail on one of them? Yes, sir. Of course, sir. I wouldn't dream of... Yes, I remember what happened to my predecessor. Lothar never should have gone behind your back like that. I'll be quiet now. Right. I'll review. After paying our lucky scout, I'll write out a commission order to an obliging silversmith for some special arrowheads, trusting he'll know what that means. Then send out Unger and Krieg to call in a favor from Brother Yig of the Order of Solace. If I'm putting two and two together here, sir, I take it you want Brother Yig to bless the silver arrowheads when they're ready. Yes, as always. You can count on my discretion, sir. Thank you, sir. I'll see myself out, sir. Goodbye. Why does that old weasel always have to be so cryptic? As if I didn't already have enough to worry about. Silver arrowheads and pervert priests. And to top it all off, I still have that idiot scout on my hands. Even if he did get away with only a few cuts and bruises, he still came close to giving away the entire heist. Well, if that boy thinks I'm going to mother him, he's in for a rude awakening.